Hello and welcome to Love Beyond Belief, a truly life-changing adventure and journey using EFT. So are you ready for Love Beyond Belief? Hello.
Hi there.
Who's on the call so far?
This is Leica here.
Oh God, of course now my dog would start barking. The one person who can't mute themselves off the call. So how is everybody doing today?
Good, very good, thanks.
Excellent.
Nice deal.
Are you in a car?
I'm back.
Hi, this is
All they heard was this is
Kind of ominous.
This is Cheryl.
Hello. Waiting for the infamous Brad Yates.
From Montreal.
Oh, yay. Hello, Canadian from the other side of the planet.
And it's Lynn calling from Victoria.
Hello.
Brad calling from Sacramento.
Oh, my God, it's Brad.
I am here.
Yay.
Hello.
Sorry, I was wolfing down my lunch. My son got an achievement award at school today, so I had to move all of my appointments back to back in order to go there. So.
Oh, my. Well, guess what? I moved out of the way, Brad.
What did you move out of the way?
I'm on my way to perform my very first belly dance solo, and I'm in the middle of practicing.
Oh.
I'm actually in costume. There's the visual for you. Didn't have time to change.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
Today is a dress-up event.
It is. Formal attire. What there is of it.
So, what are the rest of you wearing? Tap. Okay, I'm going to start the recording again. Man. Nicole, you are always getting me in trouble.
I know, but it's so much fun. So how are
so
you,
new
Brad?
Recording. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Brad.
Or good evening, or good morning.
Good morning.
Cheryl, are you on?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah,
Cheryl got up at 3:30 in Taiwan today.
Oh, my God. That's dedication.
That's dedication.
Ooh.
So, all right, folks. So here we are.
This is it. Last one.
The last leg of this journey, the special one that we added on at the end, just to, you know, we've been through each of the past 4 weeks. I said 4 years. The past 4 years may seem like that for some. So over the past 4 weeks, we've had an agenda for each of them, and so I wanted to have a chance for folks to, you know, sort of digest what's been going on and maybe share. You know, maybe something that I haven't addressed over the past 4 weeks that's coming up, or something that has been opened up in the past 4 weeks that we could do some more clearing on. So everyone go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And mute yourself if you like. And just breathing comfortably now. Breathing comfortably and just allowing the air to flow through your body. Just get in touch with where you're at after these last four weeks. What's been coming up? What you're feeling? Maybe something that's been sitting there? Questions that you might have? Things you become aware of that you'd like to clear. Notice if it shows up somewhere in your body. Notice how intense any feelings might be. Scale of 0 to 10. And take another deep breath. And let it go. Who's got something they'd like to talk about?
You know, I can hear my mind going, okay, it's been 4 weeks. You know, if this is working, I should see some change. So already my mind's sitting there tapping its foot and crossing its arms, going, hmm. Trying to step into the picture, you know, like I can just see like where you get into that sort of trying to make something happen or see something happen with the within a time frame.
Right. Right.
I had an experience with, I told you last time that I got an email on Hurry Dating and hadn't even been aware of it.
Right.
And then went to the Hurry Dating and there wasn't anybody there, and I kind of left feeling a little bit like, you know, well, this was a waste. Or there were people there, but people I wasn't interested in.
Uh-huh.
But what I got out of it was that in the past I would have just picked somebody because I was there, and, you know, what the hell, you might as well do it.
Uh-huh.
What I got out of it was, wait a minute, I have standards, and, you know, there's somebody for me, and it's not just anybody. And it was a good feeling to know that I was in control instead of just being subject to, you know, somebody else being controlled.
Well manifested.
Thank you.
Great lesson to, you know, sometimes we do that. We put things out there that, you know, we're expecting one outcome, but what we get is an understanding about where we're at, which in some way, you know, which can be so powerful for us to recognize. It's like, oh, you know what? I don't have to settle anymore. And
right.
Yeah,
right.
Excellent.
I had a little perplexing experience. Before the last call, I'm trying to leave a relationship and find someone new. So my old relationship was fading away, and I was going out with two wonderful men who really liked me. And now my old partner is back, and the two men don't seem interested in me. I wonder what I did to make them go back.
Is the old partner showing up in a different way, or is it the same old stuff that you wanted to let go?
I also had a thought about these two men. As nice as they are, I think that I could do better.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I realized that I wouldn't have to settle for either one of them. I could find someone even better, so maybe that's why they went away.
Very likely. Very likely. And there may, and there may be, you know, with the old guy coming up, coming back, there could be some part of you saying, "Ooh, it's, you know, I've grown accustomed to this, and maybe, you know, a little afraid, and there may be something of, you know, part of you going, let's go back to where it was safe. Let's go back to what was comfortable and what we knew."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have the option to say, "Nope, I don't need to do that, but thanks for your input."
Kind of like the last share where you have old patterns, you see old patterns, and it's an opportunity to step inside and choose consciously.
Absolutely. And to recognize, wow, you know, this is, I can see now where I used to make choices. And actually, folks, go ahead and start tapping either collarbone or different points, just doing some clearing while we discuss these ideas. It's kind of like what you said, Nicole, about, you know, looking for some kind of sign that something has changed.
Yeah.
And here they are, signs that things have changed. And it may not be, well, the sign I was really looking for was that there was somebody who was right here with me now. You know, I've already found the partner. But instead, what's, you know, what it sounds like showing up are, you know, evidence that, huh, I'm not the same person. I'm not making the same choices I used to make. I'm not attracting the same kind of things. And if things are showing up, I have a different kind of awareness, which is something that was brought up last week. I know folks were talking about having a different sense of awareness. So there's signs coming up of a shift in consciousness, a shift of perception. All good stuff.
And I have to say, too, I wasn't thinking that myself. I was just watching my mind come up and try to step in and go, and it was quite amusing.
Let's see the results. Yeah. You know, in an ideal world, maybe it would be that week five, everyone's saying, okay, so my wedding's going to be this date, and my I'm going on this vacation with this person on this date.
I'm almost finished. I better book my tickets.
I expect to be invited to all of them. But, yeah, you know, it's weakened, side of the hand. Even though I don't always know what to expect.
even though I don't always know what to expect.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't always know what to expect.
Even though I don't always know what to expect.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I don't always know what to expect.
Even though I don't always know what to expect.
And it's very easy for my mind.
And it's very easy for my mind.
To then decide.
To then decide.
Oh, here's what should have happened.
Oh, here's what should have happened.
And if it didn't.
And if it didn't.
Then I should be upset.
Then I should be upset.
Part of my mind.
Part of my mind.
Loves to look for reasons.
Loves to look for reasons.
For being upset.
For being upset.
Because I've had so much upset in my life.
Because I've had so much upset in my life.
That feeling upset feels safe.
Feeling upset feels safe.
But I don't need that anymore.
And I don't need that anymore.
I choose to have my eyes open.
I choose to have my eyes open.
And my heart open.
And my heart open.
To be more and more aware.
To be more and more aware.
Of the wonderful changes that are taking place.
The wonderful changes being taken place.
Of the positive things that are showing up.
Of the positive things showing up.
Whether it's what I expected or not.
Whether it's what I expected or not.
Because sometimes what shows up.
Because sometimes what shows up.
Is so much better than what I expected.
Is so much better than what I expected.
So I choose to be paying attention.
So I choose to be paying attention.
And even though I don't always know what to expect.
And even though I don't always know what to expect.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who's contributed to my expectations.
Who's contributed to my expectations.
Eyebrow point, all these expectations.
All these expectations.
Sadia, I don't always know what to expect.
I don't always know what to expect.
Under the eye, all these expectations.
All these expectations.
On nose, I don't always know what to expect.
I don't always know what to expect.
On a mouth, sometimes I come up with a lot of things.
Sometimes I come up with a lot of things.
Cobbon, sometimes I come up with just one thing.
Sometimes I come up with just one thing.
Under the breast, or I'm sorry, under the arm. This is what I expect.
This is what I expect.
Top of the head. And if I don't get it.
And if I don't get it.
Eyebrow point, I should be upset.
I should be upset.
Sadia, because that's what an upset is.
That's what an upset is.
Under the eye, an unfulfilled expectation.
An unfulfilled expectation.
So sometimes.
So sometimes.
On a mouth, having specific expectations.
Having specific expectations.
Kavon leads to upset.
Leads to upset.
Under the arm, leads to disappointment.
Leads to disappointment.
Top of it, does that mean it's bad to expect things?
Does that mean it's bad to expect things?
Eyebrow point. Am I just setting myself up for disappointment?
Am I just setting myself up for disappointment?
Sad acts. I've done that in the past.
Because I've done that in the past.
Honey, I'd like to let go of that.
I'd like to let go of that.
On a nose. So maybe I could have expectations.
So maybe I could have expectations.
On a mouth. Without attachment.
Without attachment.
Collarbone. Maybe I could say.
Maybe I could say.
On the arm, here's what I'm expecting to happen.
Here's what I'm expecting to happen.
Top of the head. And if it doesn't?
And if it doesn't?
Eyebrow point. I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
Side eye. That the universe has something even better in mind.
That the universe has something even better in mind.
Aye, aye. The scientific method.
The scientific method.
On the nose. Says that you state an expectation.
Says that you state an expectation.
On the mouth, and then you see if it happens.
And then you see if it happens.
Collarbone, if it was a requirement.
If it was a requirement.
On the arm, that every time an expectation was unfulfilled.
That every time an expectation was unfulfilled.
Top of it, you'd have to be upset.
You'd have to be upset.
Eyebrow point, it would be miserable being a scientist.
Be miserable being a scientist.
Side of the eye. Imagine poor Thomas Edison.
Imagine poor Thomas Edison.
On the eye, with 999 failed experiments.
999 failed experiments.
On those, each one of them he expected to work.
Each one he expected to work.
On the mouth, I'd like to think.
I'd like to think.
Cabo, and he didn't get really upset each time it didn't. On the arm. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the electric light bulb. Top of that, he would have been too upset to move on. Eyebrow point. So maybe I can have expectations. Sadi-eye. And also be open. Sadi-eye to something else happening. I don't know, it's because something's always happening. Anamah, even if I can't see it. Kavon, even if I can't hear it. Under the arm, if I can't smell it. Top of it, I can't taste it. Eyebrow point, I can't touch it. Side of the eye, something is always happening. Under the eye, energy is always moving. It may be a while. Anamah, before something shows up. Kabum, that I decide is tangible. Under the arm. And something that I don't feel is tangible. Top of head may be overwhelming for someone else. Eyebrow point. I choose to be open. Sadi-eye, knowing that things are happening. Anaya, I am opening myself up. Anas, I am setting myself free. Anamouth, to experience greater joy. Kavon, to experience greater love. Out of the arm. Because the truth is. Top of the head. Love is really all there is. Eyebrow point. And I'm clearing myself. Sadi-eye, to feel it more tangibly. Anayai, starting right now. Ananos, within myself. Anamouth, feeling love beyond belief. Kavon, right within my own heart. Under the arm, and whether I can see other people or not. Top of it, they can't help but be attracted to that. And take a deep breath. So what other things are coming up? Or maybe that round opened up something. Whatever it might be. Thoughts, feelings about this series. Other things that are feeling unresolved or you'd like to continue moving in a particular direction.
I just realized that something had gone away. It seemed like the only people who paid attention, well, only guys who paid attention to me were toothless, homeless, scary, creepy, and I just realized that those weren't popping up anymore. They've gone away!
So be tapping the call about everyone. Again, the outside world is a mirror of what's showing up inside. It's like looking in the mirror and going, hey, my hair isn't out of place in the mirror anymore. Look, when I look in the mirror and I'm smiling at myself, all my teeth are there now. Nice act of self-love.
The other thing is I realized that I wanted to marry people, like be an officiant. And I don't know, it just came up out of the... I was like, oh, I can do that. That would be fun.
So... just go online. You can get certified for free.
Yeah, I am now Reverend Elisette. Thank you very much. That Universal Life Church thing.
There you go. I'm a very good friend who did that and married some friends of ours. Cool. Just being part of the whole love fest.
Yeah, no more creepy guys.
Well, that's certainly another form of love beyond belief.
All right. Other thoughts, comments, questions? Bring it on. It's free for all.
Well, I'll say it. I don't know if anyone else is wanting to bring up stuff and have you tapping for days on end since this is our extra bonus round. But I have noticed, Brad, that, I mean, that round was deep. Every round that you've done in this whole series has been really profoundly, you know, you do that channeling thing halfway through, and I can feel things moving. And I was surprised today when you first did the breathing and tune in thing that I still have that kind of real inner core layer of fear around being that vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still there.
Where do you feel that?
I would say stomach, chest area.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is it?
It's still probably, at least a 6.
Okay. Yeah, at the workshop in L.A. this weekend, I had a woman who had been attacked some years ago. And we did some clearing on that, and I brought in all the stuff about personal responsibility. And I got a comment from someone afterwards in the survey that we handed out. It was an online survey. She used the expression "blame the victim" like 5 times, and said, "You know, just do the tapping and leave your personal philosophy out of it." I don't know how to do that.
Wow.
Okay, tap this point. You say whatever you want to say. the woman who had been attacked felt great afterwards and felt far more empowered, because rather than my honoring, yes, you were a victim and you were attacked and it had nothing to do with you, which there's a lot of people want to feel that way, and believe me, I don't believe in blaming the victim. Because I don't believe in blaming. It's not a matter of you did this to yourself, feel bad about it. I never see it as a thing to feel bad about. And so rather than going there, which I think is an unempowering place, this woman felt much more empowered afterwards. And that's the thing, is getting to the point where, as we recognize that we create our reality, then the only person we're really vulnerable to is ourselves. And as we allow ourselves to feel more self-love, we're far safer in the world. And that's me yapping, yapping, yapping. Let's do it in tapping. So side of the hand.
Okay.
Teach while tapping, Brad. Even though I'm still afraid.
Even though I'm still afraid.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm still afraid.
Even though I'm still afraid.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I'm still afraid.
Even though I'm still afraid.
I'm afraid of being in a relationship.
Afraid of being in a relationship.
I'm afraid of being vulnerable.
Afraid of being vulnerable.
I'm afraid of letting someone get close enough to hurt me.
Afraid of letting someone get close enough to hurt me.
Because I've been hurt in the past.
Because I've been hurt in the past.
And whether I take responsibility or not...
Whether I take responsibility or not...
It still doesn't feel safe.
Still doesn't feel safe.
Because even if it was me doing it to myself...
Even if it was me doing it to myself...
I've done it in the past.
I've done it in the past.
And why do I... And why should I believe...
And why should I believe...
That I'll allow myself to be treated any better now.
That I'll allow myself to be treated any better now.
And even though I still have all this fear...
And even though I still have all this fear...
I deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who's ever played a part.
Who's ever played a part.
In the reality that I'm creating.
In the reality that I'm creating.
Eyebrow point. All this fear.
All this fear.
Side eye. All this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
Under the eye. All this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
On us, all this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
On mouth, I'm so afraid of being vulnerable.
So afraid of being vulnerable.
Collarbone, because I've been hurt before.
I've been hurt before.
Under the breast, under the arm, I've been hurt badly.
Been hurt badly.
I'm going to take a break, sorry, for 1 second to explain this. Every so often you hear me say under the breast. There is another point there that sometimes I use and sometimes I don't. Explain why, you know, that I'm not just going crazy. It's just I sometimes forget which points I'm using. And in this series, I've been meaning not to use that point. Yes. Just because I don't have it on my chart, and not everyone knows where it is. But it's on the lower rib cage, just below the breast on either side of the chest. So if I say that point, go ahead and tap there.
Alrighty.
Under the arm. All this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
Top of that, all this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
Eyebrow point, all this fear of being vulnerable.
All this fear of being vulnerable.
Side of the eye, all this fear of being hurt again.
All this fear of being hurt again.
Under the eye, all this fear of being hurt.
All this fear of being hurt.
I know, it's because I've been hurt before.
Because I've been hurt before.
On a mouth, and part of me says...
Part of me says...
Collarbone, I'd have to be crazy.
I'd have to be crazy.
Under the arm, to get in another relationship.
To get in another relationship.
Top of it, I'd have to be crazy.
I'd have to be crazy.
Eyebrow point, to let someone else...
To let someone else.
Side of the eye, get close enough to hurt me.
Get close enough to hurt me.
Under the eye. And what if it's true?
And what if it's true?
Under the nose, that I'm responsible for what happens.
That I'm responsible for what happens.
On a mouth, what if it's true?
What if it's true?
Collarbone, that I create my own reality.
That I create my own reality.
Under the arm, then how safe am I?
Then how safe am I?
Top of head, when I'm at home with myself.
When I'm at home with myself.
Eyebrow point, even without someone in my life.
Even without someone in my life.
Side of the eye, how am I allowing myself to be hurt?
How am I allowing myself to be hurt?
On the eye, what am I doing to myself?
What am I doing to myself?
On a mouth, that's harmful.
That's harmful.
On a mouth, and I can't blame anyone else.
And I can't blame anyone else.
Collarbone, letting go of blame.
Letting go of blame.
On the arm, letting go of the need to blame.
Letting go of the need to blame.
Top of the head, letting go of the need to blame.
Letting go of the need to blame.
Eyebrow point, even if I blame someone else.
Even if I blame someone else.
Side of the eye, that means I have to be afraid.
That means I have to be afraid.
I have other people.
I have other people.
Honest, and I can't trust myself.
I can't trust myself.
On a mouth, to choose people.
To choose people.
Collarbone, even if I am a victim.
Even if I am a victim.
On the arm, I allowed myself to choose that person.
I allowed myself to choose that person.
Top of the head, and I don't trust myself now.
And I don't trust myself now.
Eyebrow point, all this fear of finding someone.
All this fear of finding someone.
Sorry, all this fear.
All fear.
On the eye, I'll still attract the wrong kind of person.
That I'll still attract the wrong kind of person.
On the nose. Even if the people that I attract.
Even if the people that I attract.
On the mouth, have a full set of teeth.
Have a full set of teeth.
Collarbone. Even if what I'm attracting is a better quality.
Even if what I'm attracting is a better quality.
On the arm, how can I feel secure? Top of the head, that I'll be safe with these people.
That I'll be safe with these people.
Eyebrow point, all this fear of other people.
All this fear of other people.
Side of the eye, and all this fear of myself.
All this fear of myself.
On the eye, the outside world.
The outside world.
On us is a mirror of what's going on inside.
A mirror of what's going on inside.
On a mouth, and while I'm still afraid of being vulnerable.
While I'm still afraid of being vulnerable.
Collarbone, there must be a part of me.
Must be a part of me.
On the arm, that's still afraid of myself.
That's still afraid of myself.
Top of it, all this fear.
All this fear.
Eyebrow point, all this lack of love.
All this lack of love.
Side of the eye, because that's what fear really is.
That's what fear really is.
That's what fear really is. On the eye, it's a lack of love.
It's a lack of love.
On the nose, and clearing that lack.
Clearing that lack.
On the mouth, I'm exchanging it.
Exchanging it.
Collarbone, I choose to lack fear.
I choose to lack fear.
On the arm, experience an abundance of love.
Experience of an abundance of love.
Top of that, I choose to feel so much love inside.
I choose to feel so much love inside.
Eyebrow point, I choose to feel so much love for myself.
I choose to feel so much love for myself.
Side of the eye, just as I am right now.
Just as I am right now.
On the eye, exactly who I am right now.
Exactly who I am right now.
On the nose, even when I'm dressed for belly dancing.
Even when I'm dressed for belly dancing.
On the mouth, I choose to love myself so much.
I choose to love myself so much.
Collarbone, and when I'm feeling all that love.
When I'm feeling all that love.
On the arm, how could anyone ever hurt me?
How could anyone ever hurt me?
Top of the head, releasing fear.
Releasing fear.
eyebrow point, releasing it at a cellular level.
Releasing it at a cellular level?
Sadia, yeah, releasing it from every fiber of my being.
Releasing it from every fiber of my being.
Under the eye, releasing it from my gut.
Releasing it from my gut.
I was releasing it from my chest.
Releasing it from my chest.
On the mouth, releasing it from my heart.
Releasing it from my heart.
Collarbone, releasing it at a cellular level.
Releasing it at a cellular level.
On the arm, and as I release it.
And as I release it.
Top of it, I reveal the love that was always there.
I reveal the love that was always there.
Eyebrow point, that's how I've gotten this far.
That's how I've gotten this far.
Side eye, in spite of the people that have hurt me in the past.
In spite of the people that hurt me in the past.
Honey, eye, in spite of the hurt I've done to myself in the past.
In spite of the hurt I've done to myself in the past.
Oh, it's in spite of the hurt that has happened from inanimate objects.
In spite of the hurt that's happened from inanimate objects.
On a mouth, who didn't have anything to do with me.
Who didn't have anything to do with me.
Collarbone, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Under the arm, because I love myself so much.
Because I love myself so much.
Top of it, that I got myself through it.
I got myself through it.
Eyebrow point, and I didn't just get through it.
And I didn't just get through it.
Side eye, I didn't just survive.
I didn't just survive.
Under the eye, I thrived.
I thrived.
On a nose, far better than some might.
Far better than some might.
On a mouth, truth is.
Truth is.
Colin, I'm doing really well.
I'm doing really well.
On the arm, because part of me is very aware.
Part of me is very aware.
Top of it, of how magnificent I am.
Of how magnificent I am.
Eyebrow point, of how deserving I am.
Of how deserving I am.
Side eye, allowing myself to feel love.
Allowing myself to feel that.
Under the eye, and knowing that I deserve it.
And knowing I deserve it.
On a nose, when I felt pain.
When I felt pain.
On a mouth, some part of me.
Some part of me.
Collarbone, may have felt that I deserved that.
May have felt that I deserved that.
Under the arm, not consciously.
Not consciously.
Top of it, it's not something I thought I wanted.
Not something I thought I wanted.
Eyebrow point, but based on the past.
But based on the past.
Sade, I thought it's what I deserved.
I thought it was what I deserved.
Ana de Ai, even when I've been hurt in romantic relationships.
Even when I've been hurt in romantic relationships.
Ana the nose, that wasn't the first time I'd been hurt.
That wasn't the first time I'd been hurt.
Ana the mouth, I've experienced hurt before.
I've experienced hurt before.
Calvone, I've experienced hurt before. On the arm, and maybe some part of me.
Maybe some part of me.
Top of the head, thought that that was what I deserved.
Thought that was what I deserved.
Eyebrow point, it's not a truth.
It's not a truth.
Side eye, it's just a misunderstanding.
Just a misunderstanding.
On the eye, an assumption that I made.
An assumption I made.
On a nose, and it's one that's costing me.
And it's one that's costing me.
On a mouth, I believed it was serving me.
I believed it was serving me.
Calvone, it was keeping me safe.
Keeping me safe.
On the arm, if I stay just scared enough.
If I stay just scared enough.
Top of the head, I'll keep myself safe.
I'll keep myself safe.
Eyebrow point, I'm protecting myself from harm.
Protecting myself from harm.
Sadia, I also choose to recognize.
I also choose to recognize.
On the eye, I'm also protecting myself from joy.
I'm also protecting myself from joy.
On the nose, I really want to knock that off.
I really want to knock that off.
On a mouth, I choose to have a lot more joy.
I choose to have a lot more joy.
Calvone, I choose to have a lot more joy.
I choose to have a lot more joy.
Wow. On an arm, because God knows I deserve a lot more joy.
God knows I deserve a lot more joy.
Top of the head, God really does know I deserve a lot more joy.
God really does know I deserve a lot more joy.
Eyebrow point, and would be perfectly happy for me to experience it.
It would be perfectly happy for me to experience it.
Sadia, it's safe for me to experience joy.
It's safe for me to experience joy.
Anaya, and it's possible.
And it's possible.
Anas, at some time in the future.
At some time in the future.
Anamouth, part of me may choose.
Part of me may choose.
Calbone, to experience some kind of pain.
To experience some kind of pain.
Under the arm, I'll move through that too.
I'll move through that too.
Top of the head. And I really love myself.
I really love myself.
I, eyebrow point, really allowing myself to love myself. Sadhya, so that I naturally attract into my life. Anaya, really loving experiences.
Really loving experiences.
Anna's really loving people.
Really loving people.
Anamuth, maybe I've already noticed. Kavo, they're the kind of people showing up in my life. Anaya, are more in harmony with what I want.
They're more in harmony with what I want.
Top of the head. Not that one person is better than another.
Not that one person is better than the other.
Eyebrow point, but some people are more right for what I want.
Some people are more right for what I want.
Sadhya, the person that I'm not interested in.
Person I'm not interested in.
Anaya, is the person of someone else's dreams.
Person of someone else's dreams.
Anna knows. So why should I deprive that other person?
Why should I deprive that other person?
Anna Mouth, I'm drawing to me.
I'm drawing to me.
Kavan, the people that are for my highest good. Out of the arm. Drawing them with my love.
Drawing them with my love.
Top of the head. And as I treat myself with more love.
And as I treat myself with more love.
Eyebrow point. As I feel more love for myself.
As I feel more love for myself.
Sadhya, I naturally draw people.
I naturally draw people.
Out of the eye, who are going to love me too.
Who are going to love me too.
Anna knows, whenever someone hurts another person.
Whenever someone hurts another person.
Anna Mouth, it's because they're experiencing pain themselves.
It's because they're experiencing pain themselves.
Kalbon, when we're feeling good.
When we're feeling good.
Anna the arm, we don't hurt other people.
We don't hurt other people.
Top of the head, so the people who've hurt me in the past.
So the people who've hurt me in the past.
Eyebrow point, we're experiencing pain.
We're experiencing pain.
Side of the eye, they weren't loving themselves.
They weren't loving themselves.
Out of the eye. And at that point.
At that point.
They may have been a match.
They may have been a match.
On a mouth. To any lack of love I had for myself.
To any lack of love I had for myself.
Come on. I'm clearing any reasons.
I'm clearing any reasons.
Under the arm why I can't love myself.
Why I can't love myself.
Top of the head. Releasing any reasons.
Releasing any reasons.
Eyebrow point, why I'm not deserving of love.
Why I'm not deserving of love.
Sadhya, clearing those reasons out completely.
Clearing those reasons out completely.
Anaya, because they're not real.
Because they're not real.
Anna knows, I'm an expression of the divine.
I'm an expression of the divine.
Anna Mouth, I am inherently lovable.
I'm inherently lovable.
Kalon, in every fiber of my being.
In every fiber of my being.
And as I allow myself to know that.
And as I allow myself to know that.
Top of that. And as I allow myself to fully and completely love myself.
As I allow myself to fully and completely love myself.
Eyebrow point. I'm in harmonic resonance.
I'm in harmonic resonance.
Sadhya, with other people who love themselves.
With other people who love themselves.
Anaya, with people who want to treat other people with love.
With people who treat other people with love.
Anna knows. I just don't attract people who want to hurt people.
I just don't attract people who would want to hurt people.
Anna Mouth. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Kavan, got the t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Anna, I'm not wearing that t-shirt anymore.
I'm not wearing that t-shirt anymore.
Top of the head. So I'm letting go of the fear.
I'm letting go of the fear.
Eyebrow point. Letting go of that old habit.
Letting go of that old habit.
Sadhya, letting go of any old tendency.
Letting go of that old tendency.
Anaya, to attract people who are lacking love.
To attract people who are lacking love.
Anaya, clearing that out completely.
Clearing that out completely.
Anaya, feeling love flowing through all of me.
Feeling love flowing through all of me.
Kavan, allowing it to feel really good.
Allowing it to feel really good.
Anaya, arm. And naturally attracting to myself.
And naturally attracting to myself.
Top of it, people who are in harmony with that.
People in harmony with that.
And take a deep breath. what that fear feels like.
Well, it was interesting how we kind of took a full circle back to, you know, needing to love oneself beyond belief in order to attract love beyond belief.
Yeah. Well, if we come from the standpoint, the outside world is that mirror of what's going on inside.
And I had a lot of yawning.
I heard a lot of yawning, yeah.
yawning.
Love that. All kinds of stuff getting released at some level.
Getting better, eh?
Yep.
That was a really good run for me. I released a lot, and I hadn't realized how vulnerable I had felt. And when Nicole talked about the vulnerability, I found my stomach really contracting, and doing these rounds, I just feel totally opened up now.
Cool.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like in theory it sounded, you know, good. But every time I would think about literally attracting it in, that was just kind of there, but it's moved a lot.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you have magnets and there's the positive side and the negative side, and, you know, one... whatever, whether it's got a negative charge or a positive charge, it only attracts one, you know, one thing or the other. Either it's repulsing things or it's drawing them together. And, you know, as we switch that polarity in ourselves, we naturally only attract those things that are in harmony with us.
It's so, that's so powerful. It's so true. Like, the reason I knew that fear was still lurking in there, like, you know, so much, was I attracted into my experience 8 billion, if it seems like 8 billion, news reports this week of husbands that had killed their wives. And I thought, oh my God. Because I was, you know, kind of just in observer mode through the process. And I thought, oh, I know this is related to our little weekly tapping sessions that we've been dredging up something here.
Well, and be tapping. Let's be tapping here. That's a wake-up call. It's like, hello, this is still in your thought process. We'll turn up the heat so that you clear it.
Mm-hmm, totally.
As you pay attention to, this is what you don't want.
Yeah. And just observing what my mind was doing, so I knew it was there, and I'm glad I brought it up. So wouldn't want to go off looking for love beyond belief with that lurking around.
No.
Oh.
No, because then you're focusing on something other than love, and what we focus on is what shows up.
Well, it's like sticking your toe in the water and expecting to be able to swim.
Yeah.
Not quite.
All right, so everyone close your eyes, take a deep breath. Few more minutes here. What any burning questions? Any anything that you're going to feel unresolved if you don't ask? I mean, obviously, I don't intend to really go anywhere for quite some time yet. So you can always get in touch with me and ask questions. But if there's something that for you to feel complete with this Love Beyond Belief series.
Brad, I don't know about feeling complete beyond, but how do we extend it beyond with tapping?
Yeah, there's, by now, whether or not you knew about EFT before or whether this was the first experience, everyone now has this tool and can use it. You know, your fingers are always there. So it's when noticing when something's uncomfortable and saying, you know what, I'm not going to tolerate that anymore, because when I'm uncomfortable, I draw things. You know, it's like driving across L.A. last weekend, and I started tapping him. I said, what's going on? I said, I don't know. It just feels weird, and I just don't want to tolerate that. I don't know if I was just reacting to driving across Los Angeles again after so many years, but I used to live there. But... So it's recognizing, okay, you know, it's, again, it's that awareness thing that you had discussed about You know, and so being more aware of, okay, I'm experiencing something that isn't what I choose to experience. And so there's something inside of me that's for some reason is choosing to feel that or is holding on to something, and clearing it right then and there. And again, focusing, you know, using what we had talked about last week in the process of manifestation, and focusing on what we really want, and going back and forth between, okay, I'm allowing myself to feel really good about what I want, and when something doesn't feel quite right, clearing that. So that, you know, and it's a process where, you know, we're growing spiritually all the time. And, you know, so recognizing, okay, so it's like process of losing weight, you know. You can get on the scale and losing a few pounds, then one day, you know, oh, should I put another pound back on? And so, like, it's a process. It's okay. It doesn't mean that it's blown everything. It just means, all right, so refocus and know that it's okay, and forgiving ourselves when if we get off course, and recognize that's part of the human experience. It's not like enlightenment happens, well, I guess maybe for some people there's a nirvana thing, but for most of it, it's like, you know, the light goes on, and then we allow it to dim again so that we can re-experience the light going on. So recognizing that, it's, you know, and it gets better and better and better. The darkness becomes less and less dark, and the light gets brighter and brighter. So recognize it's a process, and just continuing to use these tools to allow it to get better and better, knowing that it can't get too good beyond what you deserve. The good that each of us deserves is beyond anything we can imagine. There's nothing that's too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to happen. Nothing is too good to last. Recognizing that what lasts is the good feeling. My wife was saying, you know what, I want to get on the last call, and I want to give my opinion on this. And we were talking about the whole soulmate thing, and I said, actually, we've already gone into it. You know, this idea of there isn't just one person. You know, there isn't just one soulmate, and boy, you got to keep looking for that one person, and if you had them and lost them, you know, that's it. It's like there's so many people that you can choose to be committed to in a loving relationship. There's so many people who can add to your fulfillment of life in so many ways. Not everybody. You know, it's not a matter of saying, well, I'll just take anybody because anybody can do it. No. But recognizing that we're not limited to one opportunity, so that, oh, I better keep this person's, no, they got a lot going for them, but they're not right, so I have to keep looking and looking. Or I had that person before and they're gone, and so now it'll never be wonderful. It's like, no, because you create your reality, and you draw to you people that can, you know, be a part of that joyful experience. Any other thoughts, comments, or questions? Or shall we close out with another guided imagery?
I think a guided imagery sounds very, very lovely. As always.
Right. Then everyone, go ahead and get yourselves comfy, cozy. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Another deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. A third deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And now just breathing comfortably. Breathing comfortably, and just imagine that with every breath you take in, you breathe in relaxation and positive energy. Breathing in relaxation and positive energy with every breath you take. Imagine a healing light surrounding your body so that with every breath you take, your lungs comfortably draw in that healing light, allowing it to flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Healing, cleansing. Any part of your body that had been experiencing any discomfort, allowing this healing light to flow into that part of your body, continuing the healing process, giving yourself permission to heal now, because it's safe to heal now. And imagine a very soothing shower flowing down over the top of your head. The water's a perfect temperature, and it's healing and cleansing as it flows over the top of your head, washing away fear, doubt, guilt, shame, anger, disappointment. Washing away anything that was uncomfortable, washing away anything that doesn't feel like love, because love is the truth of who you are. And allowing this healing, cleansing shower to wash over you, washing away the dirt and the grime of past beliefs and past experiences, washing away the pain of all the years and revealing the love that is the true essence of who you are, flowing down over the top of your head and relaxing your scalp, flowing over your forehead, relaxing the muscles in your face, flowing over the back of your head and your neck and your shoulders, washing away any tension, leaving your shoulders calm, comfortable, and relaxed, flowing down your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers, flowing down over your chest and your stomach, soothing and relaxing, healing, cleansing, and allowing yourself to remain comfortably in whatever position you choose, allowing that relaxation to flow down over your upper and lower back. And as your torso relaxes, your internal organs comfortably do, whatever they need to do, to achieve and maintain your optimal level of health and well-being, recognizing that as we've been doing this healing work, cleaning out issues from the past, that your internal organs have even more freedom to work at an optimal level to restore your natural state of vibrant health and well-being, creating that absolutely loving environment inside and out. As that shower continues to flow over you, flowing down your hips and your thighs, over your knees, down your lower legs, through your ankles and to your feet. And finally, that relaxation flows over your toes as you allow yourself to relax twice as much, going at least twice as deep with each number as I count backwards. 5, drifting down to 4, floating down to 3, 2, 1, and 0 is deep sleep. Remembering again that each and every time you hear me say the words deep sleep, with your permission, and only with your permission, you allow yourself to return to this depth or deeper quickly, soundly, deeply, and the physical body relaxes. And with that relaxation comes that wonderful sense of calm well-being of both body and mind, deeper, deeper, deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. And in this calm, comfortable state of mind and body, just allow yourself to be in an absolutely beautiful space. Now, this could be someplace indoors or outdoors. This could be in a garden with beautiful flowers. It could be in a florist's shop. It could be in a church or a temple at a wedding time where there's flowers all around. It could be at the beach. Just allow yourself to be in some place where you just have a sense of beauty and love, a wonderful sense of serenity. Just allow yourself to take in this beauty with all of your senses. Notice what you see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Allow it to be a joyful experience. It's absolutely safe to allow yourself to enjoy this experience right now, allowing it to be absolutely beautiful and joyful. And recognize that you are creating this. And as you allow yourself to create this joyful experience, you are treating yourself with love. And allow that to feel really good. And allow yourself to know that it's absolutely okay to do so. You have a right to treat yourself with love. You deserve to treat yourself with love. You are worthy and deserving of love. Not just a little bit, but absolute unconditional love. Endless love. You are worthy and deserving of it. And as you allow yourself to experience this, just know that the law of attraction works, that you naturally draw to you people and events that are in vibrational harmony with you. So you're allowing yourself to treat yourself with love right now, allowing yourself to experience this beauty, taking in this beauty, allowing yourself to feel really good about it, recognizing that you can treat yourself with love, and therefore you can treat yourself with love in all the ways that you draw things into your life, including people. Recognize that it is absolutely safe to draw loving people into your life. You're doing so. You are doing so. You are naturally drawing loving people into your life. And so just allowing any remaining fear to just dissipate and dissolve and let it go. And if there's flowers around you, breathing in their fragrance, or whatever beautiful smelling things might be around you in this moment, allowing goodness into your life and knowing that you are allowing good into your life, allowing yourself to feel safe doing so, allowing yourself to know that it is safe to allow things into your life because you are treating yourself with love, and naturally the things that you draw into your life are of a loving nature. Sometimes you may choose things to draw into your life that move you to a higher level, and trusting that you can do so with love. Feeling this love. Recognizing there's so much love and beauty around you, and feeling it for yourself, and just feeling grateful for all this love. Grateful for the fact that love is the true nature of the universe, and that you are experiencing it more and more. As we go even deeper now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. In a moment, I'm going to count you back out from 0 up to 5. 5 will be wide awake, alert, focused, and energetic. Feeling much better. Feeling much safer, knowing that you are the one attracting wonderful things into your life and that you deserve that. And since you know that you deserve it, you naturally attract these wonderful things into your life. Feeling connected to Source. Feeling connected to love. Tonight, when you choose to go to sleep, don't be surprised when you fall asleep quickly, soundly, deeply, and sleep very well through the night. During the night, you'll dream. The more you dream, the stronger you become. I'm going to ask your unconscious mind to allow at least one of your dreams to be a very healing dream. Continuing the healing process in body, mind, and spirit. Allowing yourself to be more and more open to love, more and more in touch with love, more and more experiencing love. So that in the morning, at the time you've chosen to wake up, you wake up easily feeling refreshed and energetic, ready to jump out of bed and start the day powerfully, moving forward towards an ever more joyful experience of an ever greater abundance of health, wealth, and happiness and love, which you so richly deserve. And it starts inside. And then I go back down to 0, which is always deep sleep, allowing your mind, body, and spirit to digest all these positive thoughts and images, taking them in at a very deep level, so that these positive changes occur easily, effortlessly, and naturally. Coming up to 1, feeling physically relaxed. 2, feeling emotionally calm and confident. 3, health and well-being, enthusiasm, love, joy, and gratitude flowing through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. 4, becoming more and more alert and aware of your surroundings. And 5 is eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide, wide awake. And welcome back.
Well, that finishes it off very nicely now, doesn't it?
So again, thank you, all of you, for your participation, whether you've spoken up or have been a silent observer during these calls. Your energy is definitely a part of it. You've definitely each contributed to what this series has been, and I'm extremely grateful for your participation.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's been phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. And you know where to reach me if you have any questions or if I can be of further assistance in any way, shape, or form.
I'd like to remind everybody, too, free 6-month membership at enlightendating.com.
Enlightendating.com.
There you go.
Ask for it by name. All right, y'all. You have an absolutely wonderful, magnificent rest of your day. Especially those of you who have a lot of your day still ahead of you. And take care and be magnificent.
Thank Bye. You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brad.
I'm so glad we've had this time together.
I'm sitting here with a little puppy in my lap. And I'm thinking, I have love beyond belief. They're just like absolute balls of unconditional love beyond belief and fur.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight. Freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at EnlightenedDating.com.